Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
The White Sox season was good, but it wasn't good enough. As they lose in the wild card to the Oakland Athletics, we saw towards the end of the season the mistakes made by Ricky Renteria. As today, the White Sox part ways with the manager of the Chicago White Sox, Ricky Renteria. They will be searching for a new manager to come in and take this team to the next level. Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000. If you want to join the conversation, the phone number is 312-332-3776. This was a move that was expected. A little surprising it didn't happen immediately after the Sox were eliminated from the Major League Baseball playoffs, but it was expected, and now it's time to go find that guy to take this team to the next level.
Yeah, and that guy should be A.J. Hinch. You know, if you listen to what Rick Hahn had to say earlier today, they want someone who has been on a championship roster in the last few years. That sounds like A.J. Hinch. It could be Joey Cora. It could be someone like that. But ultimately, I think it's going to be they're going to make a hard push for A.J. Hinch. You know, Sandy Alomar Jr. might be in there, but he's more than likely going to stay in Cleveland. There's the Tony La Russa report, which is just...
No, that's not real.
It's not real.
That's not real.
I'm not giving that. I'm not. No.
That can't be real. And what is the report? For people who don't know what
this report
is.
Bob Nightingale reported that the White Sox were going to reach out to Tony La Russa about possibly managing their team. And I have a feeling that this feels like a very Kenny Williams suggestion. Like, you've got Jerry Reinsdorf, Kenny Williams, and Rick Hahn are all sitting in an office, right? In Jerry's office. Duh, what's Jerry going to go to Rick or Kenny? No, they go to Jerry.
No so Zooms? Sitting, no Zooms?
They're sitting in Jerry's
no
office.
Zooms?
You can go in. You can go into the office.
I'm just making
Maybe
I'm just
Jerry might be at home.
Maybe
Jerry,
he's in.
Jerry's 84 years old. He's probably
Doesn't
at home.
Does he live a lot of the year in Arizona?
It's getting cold
Starting
out.
Get cold?
He's
Maybe
okay, fine. A Zoom chat.
Went west for the winter.
A Zoom chat.
Right,
and they're each
sure.
presenting their candidates.
Right.
And Kenny says Tony La Russa. And so then that story gets out. that Kenny Williams might be, or that Tony La Russa might, or they're going to reach out to him and ask if he's interested. He'd come out of retirement. He hasn't managed since 2011, and he'd have to come out of retirement to manage the White Sox. I don't think that's the route that they're going to go, but you need someone who's ready to take this team to the next level. Ricky Renteria is a great people person. Ricky Renteria was loved by everybody in the clubhouse, but his moves were suspect. His in-game moves were suspect. His lineup decisions were suspect. You need someone who's going to come in there and, you know, if a guy needs more protection like Luis Robert, they're going to move him up in the lineup to give him more protection. You're not going to bring it and make a pitching change and bring in someone who hasn't pitched out of the bullpen in years and bring him in in a bases loaded situation. You know, you're not going to bumble the wild card pitching matchup in a game three where you have to win to move on. You know, this is going to be a manager that knows how to manage in a playoff setting, that has championship pedigree. And if it's AJ Hinch, to me, it's not a problem that he had those transgressions with the Astros in the cheating scandal.
Well, he wasn't the one that was actually cheating. He was aware of it. He tried to do what he could to disrupt what they were doing, but he never put a stop to it. And to me, he was a manager who won big with the Astros. They're continuing to win. So I think you could also point to that team just being damn good,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I don't think that was a team that was only led by the manager to why they won a World Series. But I'm not bothered by it. I'm also 35. I'm not someone who's a baseball lifer who's in my 60s, who was completely outraged at the concept that somebody in baseball cheated.
Mm-hmm.
To me, my entire life has been about baseball players, baseball teams cheating. That's what baseball's always been. I grew up loving baseball in the 90s when the steroid era was the thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was. You know, every big name that I rooted for as a kid in the 90s was a steroids guy, except for two, Frank Thomas and Ken Griffey Jr. Those are the only two. Everyone else could be put in this cloud of suspicion with the steroid era, right? So to me, I get that it was a different form of cheating, but baseball's always been a sport where someone is trying to scheme and cheat their way to beat the opponent. To me, I'm not bothered by it. So AJ Hinch, it wasn't even him who was the mastermind of this whole plan. So I would prefer AJ Hinch over someone like Alex Cora, because Alex Cora was actually involved more with what was going on with the cheating and then, you know, getting caught with what they were doing in Boston, everything with that. I would prefer to have AJ Hinch, but like, listen, this is what it is. And this is a guy who is a winner who can get this team to the next level. And then obviously it's on the players and it's on Rick Hahn to not only find that manager, but also to continue spending on the pitching rotation, get another starting pitcher in here and get this team to where we want it to be. And that's why I think is so impressive about what's going on with the Chicago White Sox is they are a team that sees the open window and they're going for it. They're making the moves. They're not standing pat. They're not being just okay with getting into the wild card. They are a team that clearly is going to make moves into the future. Bleck and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000. Do we have a show first here on the program? Do you see who's on the board? A show first. We have a lot to do here tonight. In 1 hour, we actually have baseball coverage coming up at 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000. Dodgers and the Braves. You'll hear NLCS Game 1 right here on ESPN 1000. Big, you know, a lot of stuff to do on here on the show, but do you see what's on the board? Who's called in? Wants to chime in on this situation? Manager for the White Sox.
We're gonna start like this.
Well, why not? 5 minutes into the show. Tim from the South Side. Tim, how are you?
I'm not the manager of the White Sox.
Do you want to throw your hat into the ring?
Yes, I do. I really would love to, because White Sox fans, they accept whatever the Chicago White Sox do, which is sad. No matter if they would have kept Ricky Renteria, he would have been a great manager next year. If they kept Don Cooper, he's the greatest pitching coach in the world. Now that they're gone, Ricky Renteria was costing them games. He averaged 90 losses a year for the last 3 years, and then they fire him when he's 35 and 25. What? And Don Cooper has been the worst pitching coach in baseball since he handled Jeff Samardzija, Jake Peavy, Carlos Rodon. Your pitching coach you accept, but now he's one of the worst pitching coaches in baseball because he's gone. While he's here, Chris Bleck, you love him.
No, factually
yeah,
correct.
See, Tim,
factually
incorrect. How many White Sox fans do you know?
No, don't make me hit the baseball tonight chimes on you.
How many White Sox fans do you
Tim,
know? Because
that's not true.
The
we don't
ones
like
that
Cooper.
I know have been asking for them to get rid of Cooper two managers
all
ago.
All of Bell and I did all summer is make fun of the way Cooper wore his masks in the dugout.
And nobody ever wanted Ricky Renteria to be their manager if he was going to make these moves.
Handling the pitchers. Pitchers didn't even want to talk to him.
No, I don't disagree with you. This is why he's gone.
You guys, every night, you guys are on, well, not every night, but now you're on at 6 o'clock. I never heard you say, we have to get rid of Don Cooper. I never heard you say that.
Well, we certainly talked about Ricky Renteria, and we...
Can you talk to this, like, in a bar or something? We have to, because you guys never said it on the show.
Okay, so because we didn't say specifically during the season...
Yes, because you didn't say it on the show, I don't believe you.
What is the take here? What is your take?
The
Sox should get rid of Cooper and Renteria.
I knew Ricky Renteria was bad when he was a Chicago Cub manager. He's a garbage
manager. I don't disagree.
That knows how to garbage.
We all
100%.
Knew that. Tim, is there anything else you'd like us to give our thoughts on so you don't call back
a
month later?
Okay,
go ahead. What would you like us to give our thoughts
on? What do you want?
Chicago Cubs have been on the score. Mike Mulligan never interviewed Joe Madden. Don Cooper's going to be on tomorrow morning at
8. Listen to that show.
Yeah, what?
Captain James,
I asked you.
Okay, Tim, I ask you to ask us.
Management goes to die to Mike Mulligan show.
What?
I ask you.
Ozzie Guillen's on every week. Cooper's on tomorrow at 8.
Ozzie Guillen's going to be on with Carmen and Yurko tomorrow afternoon.
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
If you choose to listen to that, Carmen and Yurko, 10 to noon here on ESPN 1000. Ozzie Guillen will join them.
Do you think he's still yelling?
No, he hung up.
Oh, no. Well, there you go. All right, Alex and Willing, you're on ESPN 1000. What a start. What's up, Alex?
Hi, Alex.
Hey, guys. I'll try and keep the pace moving, too.
No, Alex. Don't worry about him.
No worries. I was going to ask, I'm a Cubs fan. I really enjoy this White Sox team, though. I watched them as much as I could. I don't really care about the whole, like, you're a Cubs fan. How can you do that? I think whatever is going well for the city, we need it anyway. And that was what the White Sox were. What I wanted to ask was that since they're such a likable team, if you bring in A.J. Hinch, is this going to be, like, the quickest turnaround you've seen a team go from likable to pretty much the villains of baseball? Because you know there's going to be a lot of bad press. That's not to say, like, they should take this into account and not hire him. I think they should hire him, but just the overall status of the team is going to change a lot. And I think, you know, for any White Sox fan, I'm just curious, like, what is your thoughts going to be when the media attention changes from Eloy and Luis Robert to A.J. Hinch pretty much nonstop?
Yeah, you know, Alex, and I think that's a good question, and I think Sylvie covered it well on the program from 2 to 6 today, Waddle and Sylvie. He mentioned, you know, the thing with Hinch is he took responsibility. Mm-hmm. And so I don't, like, listen, if people want to root against the Astros in the ALCS and they want them to lose and they don't like the way that they showboat and kind of brag about the fact that they won a championship and they cheated and they don't apologize for it, I understand that. But if the manager, who it wasn't even his plan, who then apologized for it, gets a new gig, I don't think there's going to be this cloud of bad press following the White Sox around.
I think that the like, there's going to be a difference between the Twitter reaction and then, like, you
real
know,
reaction.
Like, and real reaction. Real reaction is going to be everybody knows that A.J. Hinch kind of just turned a blind eye, right? He should have said something, probably. But then you're going to lose the locker room and all that kind of stuff. I'm not trying to justify it, but he took ownership for his mistakes. We should be allowed to make second chances. It's not like the dude was handing out HGH to everybody. You know what I mean?
Right.
He was supplying trash cans and little bats to everybody so they could hit trash cans. I think that people deserve a second chance. Now, the second you're going to see on Twitter, it's going to be like LeBron winning another championship. You're going to be like, oh, well, you had to team up with Anthony Davis. Like there's going to be people that hate regardless because it's A.J. Hinch. They're going to be like, oh, you guys probably cheated. Well, what is it? What do I say? What's my saying, Chris? Jealousy is a stinky cologne?
Yeah, you do say that.
Jealousy is a stinky cologne.
Since the Baseball Tonight chime is out for Tim from earlier, the Rays won today 4-2.
They just did, yeah.
They're up 2-0 on the Astros. We talk football next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.